Stepped Up Basis. Hello there and welcome to Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Amy Beckham. Will a proposal to eliminate the stepped up basis in agriculture would have a costly impact? AFBS Chad Smith has more.
Tax policy is important in helping farmers pass their operations on to future generations. John Newton, chief economist for the American Farm Bureau Federation, talks about what eliminating the stepped up basis will mean.
To reduce the capital gains tax, farmers use stepped up basis, which provides a reset for the basis during intergenerational transfer or to the market value at the date of death. Without stepped up basis and considering the dramatic increase that we've seen in land values in the recent decades, many farmers would face a burdensome tax hike through capital gains taxes when they sell all or a portion of the farm's assets.
He says the American Farm Bureau and the American Soybean Association recently ran the numbers on what the potential gains taxes would be.
Based on USDA's data from 1997 and assuming a capital gains tax rate of 20%, we found that the taxes would be anywhere from $500 to $800 per acre across the Corn Belt and over $1,000 per acre in portions of Iowa and Illinois. In areas closer to urban areas where land values have appreciated more rapidly, the taxes could be even higher. The longer the land has been in the family, the higher the capital gains tax most likely is going to be.
Newton says the tax would be a financial burden for farms for up to a decade.
I think one way to put that into perspective is to think about the income generation on the farm. And so we looked at cash rental rates across the country, and that $500 to $1,000 per acre in taxes in many cases was 400 to 500, even 1,000% of the cash rental rate. So the hefty tax hike that in many cases would take several years to meet that tax obligation.
He says farmers can write their members of Congress asking for support of the stepped up basis at fb.org/advocacy. Chad Smith reporting.
For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Amy Beckham.